USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's the latest in the escalating trade war between the United States and China. President Donald Trump says products coming from China that were slated to be hit with a 10% tariff on September 1st now will face a 15% tariff. Trump also said goods and products currently being taxed at 25% now will be taxed at 30% starting October 1st. Trump's comments came after China said it would pursue new tariffs of 5 to 10% on $75 billion of U.S. products. The tariffs would take place in two steps, just as the U.S. said it would do earlier this month in imposing the 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The rising tensions between the world's two biggest economies unnerved investors already on edge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 623 points as companies and business groups urged the two countries to get back to the negotiating table. Remember, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Churches across the nation will mark a disturbing anniversary this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The bells will be rung at churches on Sunday to mark the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies. Most churches will do so at 3 p.m. local time, ringing them for 4 minutes, 1 minute for each century of slavery on these shores. It's part of a year-long commemoration spearheaded by the 400 Years of African American History Commission, which is administered by the National Park Service.
Another Democrat has dropped out of the race for the presidency. Representative Seth Moulton ended his White House bid. His exit leaves 21 Democrats in the field. The three-term congressman said in a speech that he feels confident he raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and the future. He said he will continue to pledge vigorously for the eventual Democratic nominee. His campaign was focused on foreign policy, national security, and mental health, as well as helping veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman accused of hacking Capital One and at least 30 other organizations is a flight risk and a threat and should be kept locked up until her trial, according to U.S. prosecutors in court documents filed ahead of the detention hearing in Seattle. Paige Thompson has a history of stalking and threatening to kill people and hopes to get herself killed by police, according to prosecutors in the documents. Police in Mountain View, California say she also threatened to shoot up an undisclosed company in May while she was living with a convicted felon who had a stockpile of pistols, rifles, and ammunition. Thompson was charged in July with accessing personal information on 106 million Capital One credit card holders earlier this year. As far as vacation destinations go, Greenland probably hasn't been at the top of many people's list, but new evidence shows that that might be changing. The world's largest island was thrust into the spotlight last week after President Donald Trump said he would be interested in buying the country, which is an autonomous Danish territory. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said the idea of buying another country in 2019 is absolutely absurd. That prompted Trump to cancel his state visit to Denmark on September 2nd. Greenland's tourism board has used the attention to remind Americans the country is open for business and eager to host tourists. Travel websites are already noticing a huge increase in searches from people figuring out what it would cost to visit Greenland. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.